Yeah, the stakes are very high for the farming community in particular with regard to the ongoing negotiations between the European Union and the Mercosur trading bloc, which is made up of countries in South America. In particular, there has been an offer made by the European side to the Mercosur countries of 70,000 tonne of beef per annum, exempt from tariffs, and this would be steak-type cuts rather than just general beef. And that is the current offer that is being made by them, and that has tremendous implications for European agriculture, and particularly as well from our own perspective for Irish beef, because it would lead to a significant increase of beef on the European market, competing with our own in a way where the standards would not necessarily be the same and have been shown in the past not to be the same, and put our own farmers at a tremendous disadvantage, particularly as well at a time when we're facing a challenge from Brexit. The response from the Irish government and other European governments as well, but particularly our own, has been entirely unsatisfactory in relation to this. While Minister Creed has been issuing statements expressing concern, when the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, on the other hand, has been meeting with his European counterparts and at European Council meetings, he has been very watery in his words and in his comments in relation to this, and has not put the foot down, nor indeed have other European countries, with regard to the place of beef in the Mercosur negotiations. And it is absolutely essential that they do that, and they make it clear now, not later on, that this won't be acceptable and that beef shouldn't form a part of the trade negotiations.
You are obviously calling on them to strongly oppose it, but is there a chance that they won't?
Certainly at the moment they have not been opposing it. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has not been strong on this at Europe, and despite the fact that Minister Michael Creed is issuing statements domestically here outlining concern, that's of no use unless Ireland actually takes a hard line on the beef offering as part of the Mercosur negotiations at European level. Whenever the Taoiseach met with Prime Minister Macron in France recently, neither of them took a hard stance in relation to this. And while it is the role of the European Commission to actually make the offerings, ultimately this deal has to be approved by all member states. So they wouldn't be making offerings in relation to beef unless they were getting a nod and a wink from all the governments that they will back it at the end of the day. That's simply not good enough, and Ireland needs to take a hard line right now before these negotiations proceed any further to ensure that beef doesn't become part of any final agreement.